With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is James Shulkin, host of Web Comics Reviews and Interviews. Today we're going to be talking about how to do the perfect interview, or at least close to it. So sit back, relax, and let the Geek Fest begin. All right, before we get going, let's understand that there's a sort of an unwritten quid pro quo when it comes to doing interviews like this. First off, you, as the interviewee, get two things out of this. First off, you get exposure. Yeah, I know, a lot of artists don't like hearing that word, but in this case, it's not a bad thing because we're putting you on everybody else's radar. Even if my numbers aren't exactly what you'd like, nonetheless, I do have a hardcore following, and by showing up on shows like this, well, you get your name out there, and it's always a cool thing. Two, you establish a common link between you and your fans. That is, you have a definite level of intimacy here by showing who you are, how you do things, and why you do things. And because of that, by establishing that connection with your fans, it's always going to help you in the long run. Straight up, if you're trying to actually get your comics out there and you're trying to get people to read them, establishing a link with your fans is the best way to start. Because at that point, you're not only establishing you've got a really cool product out there, but you've also established that you yourself are an actual person. It doesn't matter if you're mean, if you're nice, if you're evil, if you're good. Whatever. You're establishing yourself as an actual person. And by establishing yourself as a person, well, your fans actually have something they can glom onto when it comes to actually talking about you. It's not just somebody who did this and that. It's somebody they've actually established that they can actually like or respect. And you can do that by, well, doing interviews. Obviously, from my perspective, well, by having you on my show, I'm having somebody who's actually there, who actually knows what they're doing, and gives a different perspective than mine. And trust me, I'm all about the different perspective. At the same time, for my fans, who like coming here specifically to get information, well, hey, I've got a different source of information than me, and it spices things up a little bit. So, when it comes down to it, you're getting exposure, you're getting more fandom, and I'm also expanding my fandom just a little bit, as well as my listeners. So yeah, as long as we keep in mind there's a little bit of quid pro quo and we're trying to help each other, excellent. With that in mind, there's five basic rules you have to keep in mind when you're on the podcast, and like any other rules, these are pretty much guidelines. I'm just pointing them out because they're going to help us do a lot better interview, and like you said, you want fans? This is what you're going to have to do to get them. First off, talk. Whenever I give you a question or suggest something or anything like that, expound on it as much as you possibly can and just go for it. I like to basically try to do no more than 6 or 7 questions during an interview. And keep in mind, whenever I do a question, I'm only talking for a few seconds. So that means the other 40 minutes or so is pretty much on you. So just have fun with it. Also keep in mind that when we're doing this, it's a lot easier for me to edit down than it is to edit up. That is, if I have to delete stuff, and that's cool. I can live with that, but I can't make things from nothing. Yeah, I'm pretty talented, but even I have my limits. If you don't talk, there's nothing for me to edit. So, talk as much as you want, and I'm definitely going to encourage you to do so. Two, keep in mind that you don't interrupt me, I interrupt you. Which is sort of a weird way of phrasing it, but here's the deal. Like you pointed out earlier, you're here because you serve a purpose for me, and that purpose is basically getting information out to other people. What this means is if you need to clarify something I'm saying, or you need to cut me off because I'm talking total nonsense, or I'm just not making any sense whatsoever, hey, cut me off, put me in my place, and go for it. I'm giving you full permission to it. It's not something you have to hold back on. I mean, it'd be nice if you're polite about it, granted, but like I said, you're not interrupting me by any stretch of the imagination. You're correcting a course in that particular channel, and that's cool. At the same time, keep in mind that if I am interrupting you, there's probably a good reason for it, and it's usually a time-related one. But like I said, generally speaking, you can't possibly interrupt me. I'll interrupt you, sure, but you can't interrupt me. Keep that in mind and just have fun with it. 3, try to keep the swearing down to a minimum. Yeah, when I go through editing, I can edit that stuff out and put a sound effect over it and all that other fun stuff, but I really don't want to have to do this. This is a non-explicit show, and I try to keep it that way. This doesn't mean we can't go into some really bizarre subject matter or what they call mature subject matter, because trust me, I've done it and then some. However, try to keep the swearing itself down to an absolute minimum. Like I said, I have absolutely no problem, and I've got some really great stories about people that have sworn on this show. The Garfield incident is arguably one of the most famous things about this show, and I've done my best to scrub the history from that, but I've failed completely. Just remember that basically, like I said, this is a family show, at least in theory. So while we can go into some delving into some really serious subject matter and have a lot of fun with it, please try to keep the swearing down to an absolute minimum. If you could use too much swearing, you'll end up on the behind the paywall. That's great for me, but it means I have to do some really serious editing as far as the podcast itself goes. So try to keep that in mind. 4, this is going to be a weird one, but ignore the parakeet. Here's the deal. Like a lot of other podcasters, I tend to basically do it wherever I can, and where I can is out in my bedroom. Part of that is I have to share it with this really obnoxious 50-gram bird. Yeah, this means that I have a bird running around in my room that has absolutely no problem inserting her opinion in pretty much everything. If you can play off of her, great. If you can't, don't sweat it. Just ignore it. I've tried to chase her down, and it just doesn't work as well. You'd think that a parakeet would be a lot less agile, but Rodan does have sort of a really good fly skill. So I've learned to just let her be. Keep that in mind, and we'll be best friends. And 5, and this is the important one, have fun. If you're not feeling it and you're having some sort of issue, let me know immediately so I can adjust things. If there's things that I need to do in order to make you be a little more comfortable, tell me. But the bottom line here is we need to have a conversation, and part of having a conversation is just basically having a little bit of fun. Yeah, I'm going to ask these really terse, short questions, and I'm going to pepper you with them, and I'm going to expect you to talk for 5 to 10 minutes at a stretch. And that sounds intimidating at first, but trust me, it's not as hard as it sounds. At the same time, there's got to be sort of a level of conversation in there. That is, there has to be a certain banter, a little to and fro, a little bit of having fun. And so, if there's anything I can do to make you feel more comfortable or anything like that, let me know. At the same time, come here, be aware that we're going to be friends, or at least try to be friends, I hope. And just, bottom line, have fun with it. And those are my 5 basic rules. Really simple, sweet, to the point. All they are is basically talk, mind your language, you don't interrupt me, ignore or have fun with a parakeet, and just simply have fun. Like I said, if you can do that and I can have a little bit of fun too, we'll have a great interview, and this is something you can actually use to market yourself, which is exactly what you want. Yeah, I know it's a little bit cynical way of looking at it, but at the same time, let's get real. You're on this because you want to have a little bit more business, and I want to have a little bit of business too, by helping out each other, by following those basic rules that I found tend to work over the long haul. Hey, we'll have a fabulous relationship, and by having that fabulous relationship, it'll show. Or if we're having a really bad thing, it'll show as well, and, well, poor interview just isn't something you want. So just, like I said, have fun with it. And you'll have an incredible interview, trust me. Have a great night.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.